Yeah, a lot's changed in the last 4 years compared to the person I was when I got locked up. I don't blame anyone for getting locked up. It was me. I chose to eat the drugs. I chose to do what I did to the people I did it to. But I was suppressing something that was inside me and not dealing with it like a man, you know. I was running away from it, just eating drugs, sleeping with as many different women as I could to try and trick myself into thinking, oh, I can be happy if I keep doing this, you know. But it ended up landing me in jail for a decent whack, you know. So had some time to think about it. Got a good woman, a straight woman, you know. Successful woman. I've got a supportive family. They've always been supportive, but I haven't allowed them to come into my life, you know, because I was embarrassed with myself when I was on drugs and that. I wouldn't go to my nan's when enough of mine was affected on drugs, you know. Even when I rang her and I was in jail and she's like, every night she'd see me on Crime Stoppers for about 4 weeks, you know. She's going, I used to cry every night hoping you'd come home, you know, just for a feed or something, but I couldn't do that to her, you know. So yeah, I'm off the methadone. I got on the methadone while I was in jail. Ended up with a bupe habit and that, and using all the other stuff I was on the outer. And I got off the methadone about 3 months ago. Ended up at open camp, and I'm back here. I can see what the future holds for me. It's, yeah, you know, and I want it. I actually want it now, you know. I only just said to my missus this morning, I said, back them days, I didn't have to worry about nothing, you know, committing crime, eating drugs and that. I knew how to handle that. I could handle it. I could handle having no money or too much money, you know. The thing that scared me the most is having a missus, a kid and a family that is happy to see me walk in the door, you know, not what's he doing here now, ring the cops, you know. So that's a big difference. Like, I've had that before. I had the missus, I had a kid and that. My son passed away about 5 years ago, you know, so I've had to deal with most of that while in jail. But I've got a woman that, you know, I want to have another kid. I want to be happy and I feel like I deserve that now, you know, more than I did. I didn't really deserve it back then, but I do now. And I believe that. I hold that with me every day, you know.
Yeah, I used to play footy in that. I had a good run in footy. Used to make it to all the squads and, yeah, played like a few times on the MCG and that, for the Indigenous and that. But, yeah, I probably will start back up footy when I get out. But I've got to figure out what I'm doing when I get out first, though. Because I might get out on parole. I might be straight released, you know.
I've been in for 19 years now. So, you know, I've got about another 5 to go before they go home. So I'm lucky I've got a good family out there, plenty of support, you know what I mean? I'll go straight back onto the farm and, yeah, I'm one of the lucky ones, really.
Deli Ross. Yeah. And you got your artwork there that'll keep you busy for a little while? And
yeah, I want to do, like, pottery at night time instead of going down to the pub and getting in trouble. I want to sit in the shed and do pottery because I really like my pottery. I'm going to do that. And then through the day, just do me woodwork and some painting and that.
Yeah, I've got a little girl, she's turned one. My missus' son's 9, so yeah, I pretty much treat him like he's my own son. And yeah, my missus and that to go home to. But yeah, so just got to pull my head in this time and do the righty.
Yeah, I've made a lot of poor choices in my life, made some good healthy ones as well. I know I'll probably just get back out, get a job, go back to boxing. I box outside, so hopefully get my foot in the door again, at least get back to where I was before I come in, which is I was had my foot in the door, I was making something of myself. So that's the plan, but it's a lot easier said than done. It's not going to be a walk in the park for me, so I'm going to have to go back through all the same stuff that I had to go through before. I'll be on parole as well, so I'm going to have to juggle that. But
I'm Hayden, Gunnar Kunal, man, Wundajama. Poor decision making, yeah, I've done that since a little boy. Now I've had time to think and get my priorities straight and what I really want to do when I get out, which is, you know, support my family like they've supported me through my whole life. My daughter, which is bigger than myself, and that's what I believe culture is about. Mm-hmm. I mean, taking care of the younger generation so they can give to the generation after them and, you know, just keep, you know, strong culture ties. And I want to, you know, do more with my culture and, you know, just pass it on, because if not, it's going to die out, and that's tragic.